Oops. Mick Williams, Cyberline with you, 844 Radio US, 844 Radio US, hosts 2020 at cyber-line.com. And
you were really surprised about the intro coming in?
Yeah, facebook.com/cyberlinenet and at cyberline USA and whatever.
My bad.
Else. Yeah, shut up, bird. Nobody asked your opinion.
No. Anyway, we were talking about, behind the scenes, we were talking about Sherlock, all the different variations on the Sherlock characters that have come out.
We were talking about the Netflix one, which I couldn't remember, and you found it.
Yeah, Enola Holmes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, it's still on there, so now I'll go look for it.
Well, it was one movie, and I don't know if they ever came out with anything more. It'd be nice.
Oh, it's not a series.
You know what? Forget. I don't. It's been long enough that I'll have to go back and look.
It was kind of funny. It had Henry Cavill in it because he was in The Witcher.
Yes.
Is that on Netflix or it's on Hulu or something?
No, that's Netflix.
Okay, so he's doing double duty over at Netflix.
I've got all these different streaming services and they kind of blend together now.
Yeah.
So I know,
Hulu,
still
to Hulu.
Huge fan of Ted Lasso, love that show, that series, that's on Apple. Huge fan, been watching Queen of the South. Well, that one's kind of dual because we watched the four seasons on Netflix. And that was wonderful, it was all free. And, by the time we're going, okay, we're kind of hooked in this. There's a fifth season over on Amazon, but you got to pay for it. You got to buy the season, so we did. So we're in the midst of watching that last or that fifth season. Don't know if it's going to, it's interesting.
Speaking of streaming seasons, just came down the wire that the season 13 of Doctor Who will premiere on Halloween.
Oh, good.
And somewhere in there is the season 4 of Star Trek Discovery, which will be on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And we just got word today, they threw out a trailer rather quickly, that the final season of the version of Lost in Space that is on Netflix will premiere December 1st.
Oh, fantastic. Also, I believe there's a new Witcher coming out in December as well.
Okay.
So they're going to have a couple things going on. Ozark, I believe, has a new season coming out at some point, but I didn't see when.
Yeah.
And
a good chunk of the Star Trek stuff that was on Netflix left at the beginning of the month. And now is over on Paramount Plus, and some of the movies maybe on Pluto or something, which is also owned by Paramount, Viacom, whatever.
Right.
And so they took the rights away when they expired and went, yep, go that way. However, they got the rights to Seinfeld.
Oh, did they? That's good.
People are upset now.
Why?
Well, because Seinfeld originally was in 480.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember the first episode goes back to 1993 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Been quite a while.
Standard definition.
Yeah. So they're moving them into 16:9.
Right.
Well, they're losing a lot of the jokes. There's this one where there's a pothole and something happens to George where stuff fell in the pothole and he comes back. They had filled in the pothole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're in regular 4:3, you see him looking down at the pothole and why it's there. And he's upset. In the 16:9, they cut it off.
Right.
So he's like looking at the ground, but you don't see the pothole. And there's all these little things where they cut stuff off the side and all this. And there was some other show they had a problem with, and they just went back and just restored it into 4:3 and said, screw it, we're out of here. And so now a lot of the people are like, hey, great, Seinfeld is on, but boy, we hate this.
Why not? You can have both. I mean, why not put the 4:3 version out there? Why not put the 16:9 version out there? But it would be nice if they did a little bit better job on the mastering when they go to 16:9. There's so many things that they can do now just with computers to automatically fill things like that in. You would think
they
would do that.
And they changed it up, too, because the first one, and I don't know if it was a couple after that, but definitely the very first one was called the Seinfeld Chronicles.
Uh-huh.
And then later they just changed it to Seinfeld. So I went to see just how this looks because I read some of the stuff. And, of course, it pops up and it says Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wait a minute, that's the pilot. It's supposed to be the Seinfeld Chronicles. So, and even in the when it was in syndication, they had Seinfeld Chronicles. They left it the way it was when NBC telecast it. And so I guess in the 16-9 deal, they said, oh, we don't need that in there. And cut it out. You know, that might confuse people, but that's trivia, fool. You know, everybody knows, a diehard Seinfeld fan knows that it was the Seinfeld Chronicles.
Right.
So it's on Netflix, yay.
So jumping back over to that, the Squid Games, you know, we saw that dystopian future. And one of the things that's interesting about this is we've been watching it with English. You can choose the language. So you can watch it in Korean, or you can watch it in English with subtitles, or you can watch it in Korean with English subtitles, or, you know, there's just a variety of ways to do this.
How about dubbed?
Well, no, that's what they do. They'll actually let you watch it in what they dub over in English.
Oh, really? They do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. They do. But now the funny thing is, my son, he watched it in Korean and was reading through all the subtitles on there that were written in English. And he said that felt different than when I started watching it with English dubbed.
Yeah, it can be different.
And they said that you're missing some of the sounds that don't come across in the same way.
One of the weirdest things I've seen with Netflix is they've been picking up a lot of shows from overseas. And for some reason, they've been doing a lot of Swedish shows. And they dub them. But it's just enough where you're kind of looking like, are they really saying it in English? Or are they saying it in Swedish? And then when you read the closed captioning, you can tell they're talking Swedish and then they're dubbing.
Well, and you can also tell that some of the closed captioning is automated, because you hear a word and you're going, okay, they didn't, and you read what it says.
Yeah, it says different than what they said.
Yeah. It's close, but it's not exactly right.
There's this one that really, well, there's two that really intrigued me. One was this girl that wanted to dance. And the only way she could dance was she had to dance with a troupe of drag queens. And normally a drag queen is a guy who dresses as a woman. But in order for her to be able to be in there, she had to convince them that she was actually a man dressed as a woman and keep the secret so that she could just dance. And finally they all become friends in the end after the betrayal and whatever. But this was all in Swedish.
Oh, you know what? But that was actually another show, because didn't Julie Andrews?
Well, that's Victor Victoria. That's a movie from years ago.
And isn't that what she did? She
kind of like Moulin Rouge.
A woman pretending to be a man, pretending to be a woman.
Yeah.
Is the way that one went.
Yeah, one of the last Robert Preston films before he passed.
Got it. Well, I actually didn't watch that movie, but I did.
I remember seeing it bits and pieces. I didn't watch the whole movie either. Uh-huh. I just know of it from the day between the ads, and it was on HBO at one time or something.
Oh, but anyway, they're doing all this translation stuff now, and they're getting into more aspects of these things. They're using computer voices in some of these things nowadays. Now, I don't know if they're using it in that, but because the dubbing of the English into, you know, this Korean into the English dub, is you're listening to it and you're kind of going, you're kind of shaking your head in some of it.
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, cause you remember seeing the old Godzilla movies and all the Japanese stuff that came to the US, like Ultraman and all of those things. And the way the dub was so bad that, you know, somebody would yell Godzilla and their mouth would be moving for 2 more seconds after the fact. Yeah, these dubs are tighter. They've gotten better over the years, and the people that they use for the dubbing is very easily more understandable, and they try to get as close to the camera. Before, it's kind of like, we're just paying them cheap and let it go. So in that case, it's been good. But sometimes, even though it's dubbed, just watching them talk and their mouths are out of sync, whatever, but it's so light, but it's enough that it's annoying.
Right.
And that's the problem I had with the Swedish films. It's like, man, I can't watch this. Mm. It's just annoying as hell. And then I move on somewhere else. And now, if you want to learn Japanese, like numbers and basics and all that, and you got subtitles, because that's how a lot of people go off and watch the novellas on the Spanish channels. Uh-huh. And that's how you learn Spanish.
Right.
you know, and they now have closed captioning where it's in American, even though they're talking Spanish, because the novella's like, hey, we got an audience.
Actually, I told you about that Queen of the South. Well, yeah. Guess what? They have a version from, I don't know if it's from Mexico or not, but it's, like you said, it's more of a novella type, mm-hmm. and it's actually a different actress. She's playing it. It's all in Spanish, and yep. we're, you know, could watch that one, but we've kind of gotten used to the other one.
Yeah, Ugly Betty was Betty LaFrey. I think it was mm-hmm. from either Univision or Telemundo, one of the two, and then they flipped it into an American, and that lasted for several seasons on ABC.
Right.
And did those. So sometimes they cross over, or at least they try to.
Oh, sure.
But that was the most popular of the ones that have tried to cross over. But the streaming services, it's neat that they're getting all these shows, because even with HBO Max, they have a whole bunch of UK shows. And there's one called The Doghouse, mm-hmm. which I like. And it's basically about a place where they try to place people with dogs. And it's a nice little reality show. And it's fun for the family. And you root for the dogs that they get to be placed. Sometimes they don't get to be placed. They have to go back because it didn't work out, whatever. And you feel sad. But it can be really heartwarming one minute and a tearjerker the next. But they're really, really nice shows.
Right.
Be able to do that. And if you like Looney Tunes, every Looney Tune cartoon from the beginning to the end in seasons is available on HBO Max.
Now, I like that because, you know, that's one of those things that from years back, that's what we watched. And I don't know that our kids get to watch the same stuff. Now we can put it on there.
Well, you can get to you can get to the ones you saw in the beginning. Like we used to watch Slam Bang Theater and Icky Twerp and all of that. But then you also get to the newer ones that are the ones that you remember watching as a kid, like What's Opera Doc? You know, where Elmer Fudd's running around yelling, Kill the Wabbit, Kill the Wabbit.
Kill the Wabbit.
And all of the other ones, you know, Rabbit Season, Duck Season, you know.
Sure.
You can watch that and say, this is what we watch.
Yeah, I think that one of the reasons that whole issue where they would have the gun go off at the person that didn't harm them at all. It was just they'd end up with black on their face, yeah, you know, the smoke. Yeah,
back.
The smoke or something on their face. And, you know, those were always bad things. It was like, it didn't teach people proper gun safety.
But I have noticed.
Kind of did the opposite of that, as a matter of fact.
I have noticed I have not seen any Speedy Gonzales.
Ah.
Which I'm kind of surprised because there was Looney Tunes. Speedy Gonzales, and it's funny. Because Cartoon Network and all of them, somebody got upset. They banned Speedy Gonzales.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go, it's like, well, that offends people that are, you know, Hispanic. But if you go and watch Cartoon Network in like South America, uh-huh. Speedy's all over the damn place.
Mm.
Say, oh, well, there it's fine down there, but not up here. Okay, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right.
He's out there somewhere. He's still being shown.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll. Hopefully we'll figure all this out someday.
But it's amazing. I can just pull up any cartoon I want now out of the whole basket.
Yeah, but it is. It's always a choice on trying to figure out which of the streaming services that you want to watch nowadays, because I do like watching the all the Star Trek stuff, but yeah. I have not gotten Paramount. No, I have not gotten that.
Well, you need to get the Paramount.
I wouldn't mind. But, you know, my wife, you know, there's other aspects of this stuff, she's not a science fiction person. So it's like, okay.
She got to go to bed sometime.
Yeah, good point.
You can stay up. You got, look, a pad. You can let her snore next to you in bed where you got the little itty bitty nightlight.
Yeah, good.
And you sit there with your headphones on. You know, you got Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Put them on. You can watch Picard and Strange New Worlds that's coming out and Lower Decks and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, have you watched Lower Decks?
Yes.
And what do you think?
It has its good points and has its bad points. In fact, they now have a controversy. There was an episode that came on where they were supposed to do these drills and they're in holographic simulations.
Uh-huh.
And they're supposed to test for efficiency. And the Lower Decks people and the command people trade places.
Okay.
So now they're in command and the Lower Decks people or the command people are Lower Decks. And so they go in these holograph booths and they're failing miserably. And one of them was... The Naked Now. It was a simulation from, you remember they had the virus they caught on a thing and everybody went their crazy, whole emotions yeah. went crazy, and then they kind of redid it for the next generation.
Uh-huh.
What was called the Naked Now, I think it was. It was Naked Time in the first and Naked Now in the second. And so there's like this huge orgy that's going on, and there's people that are naked and they got stuff blacked out and everything. And it supposedly started an uproar in Twitter and everything. People coming and glued, hey, what is with this? This is ridiculous. And then they show from the original one where Geordi's in a room somewhere and there's all these people that had an orgy. Now, of course, they're scantily clad. You can tell, you know, something was going on and they're frozen to death. And so that's kind of where that simulation came from. They're going bonkers because all these people are naked, even though they're censored and stuff. This is not the Star Trek we know and whatever. It's like, oh, Twitterverse, be damned. All right, listen to Goyim Cyberline. I'll be right back. Big William Cyberline with you. I'm not going to tell you the number coming up in the final minutes. So we got to talk about this because it happens Tuesday. And that is William Shatner is going up in the penis rocket.
Yes, he is.
And I find that funny because, you know, how Captain Kirk was always chasing the women. And, of course, William Shatner himself is, you know, kind of a Lothario in real life. And of mm-hmm. all things to go into space, he's going to fly up in the penis rocket.
Yep. NS-18, Blue Origins. I don't know. What does Shepherd. NS stand for?
New Shepherd.
New Shepherd. Ah, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's after Alan Shepard.
Right. So he'll be going up. I'm trying to figure out. He will have the record for the oldest person in space
right. at 90. And then Wally Funk currently is the oldest. But then you can separate that. He'll be like the oldest male, and she could be the oldest female,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus, you know, fighting over who's the oldest person, which is probably how they'll split it. But I think he's supposed to go up like 3:00 our time. And they're going to stay up for about 10 minutes like they did before and then come back down.
It says there's four. So there's four crew, and William Shatner's one of them.
Right.
It's Audrey Powers. Chris Boschusen, Glenn DeVries, and William Shatner.
No Jeff Bezos?
No, not on the second one. No,
really?
Not on this one.
Uh-oh. Oh, I see what's going on here. If something happens to the ship, they can't get Bezos and Shatner at the same time.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this one go up as well. I mean, it
surprised
really...
Bezos isn't going with him. You'd think he'd go... You know, he already did the first trip.
So. I just want him to. I want Shatner to be the captain, though. It's like he's listed as in the fourth slot, and I'm like going, I want him to be the captain.
Oh, he'll be the captain. he'll be called a captain.
So, overall, I think
they might have to be boatswain him into the thing with captain on the bridge.
Yeah. And, you know, do we really want it called the New Shepherd, or should this one be called the Enterprise?
You would think they call it something other than NS.
I'm going with, you know, in. I'll at least go with this, NS-1703.
There you go. That
might so let's give it the number for the Enterprise, NS-1703.
You mean 1701?
Oh, is it 1701?
Yeah, 1701.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, it's been a while.
1703 is like Potemkin or something.
My bad.
Congo. Yeah, this is going to be neat because I don't think he's paying for it. Because before,
right.
you know, they were selling tickets on on Virgin Galactic. And somebody had asked him, because at that time it was the only game in town. And they had asked him, well, would you go up there? He said, no, I don't think I'd want to go up there. And I could say, yeah, you want to pay $250,000 to take a chance of not coming back. I could understand that. You got better things to do, charity, whatever. And that makes sense. But I don't think he paid for this flight. I think they just said, hey, you want to go? Plus, it gives him publicity. He gets to go. And so that makes sense. But I tell you what, for a 90-year-old guy, you sure as heck wouldn't believe he's 90.
That's
all the
true.
Stuff that he—I mean, he's still doing his horse stuff in competitions. He's riding bike all over the place. He went vegetarian because one of his previous wives convinced him, and he's in great shape.
Well, there's also an article over at the New York Post that talks about terrified William Shatner meanders and rants at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, heard about that.
So Star Trek icon
set in.
Star Trek icon William Shatner is extremely excited, but also very scared to become the oldest man launched into space. The 90-year-old revealed to fans during a delightfully rambling New York Comic Con panel to Thursday night. Where did he say that? He says he's terrified at some point, and I'm going into space. He told listeners, "Everything is magical. What kind of world?" He asked. We've got to focus on that. The end is coming. I'll be gone. Take care of it. Doesn't sound like the
couple of sentences there. He talked about the opportunity about going, and he also mentioned about Carl Sagan and the poem of the Blue Dot. And he says, "You know, I get to experience that." So he was really excited at first, and now he's kind of, you know, terrified. Maybe he's faking it. I don't know, but. Like my buddy Mike Rogers over at Carol D said, you know, if you hear that theme that you always hear at the end of a end of an episode where they like get captured or something, and it's dun dun dun, and it's like if you hear that theme while that's going on, you know something bad has happened on that ship.
Right.
So hopefully we don't hear that music. So anyway, Captain Kirk, William Shatner, good luck. We'll see you Tuesday, and hopefully it'll be a wonderful 10-minute ride. And hopefully we'll get to talk about good things next week. Until then, in the words of the great immortal Orson Welles, we remain as always obediently yours. Good night.